If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dr. Hermine Hartman is with us. She's a regular. She joins us every Monday at this time. She's the founder of Indigo.com. And you're talking about the media and how it is changing under the current administration. How are you today, Doctor?
And I'm with Steve. We need some cheaper orange juice. I squeeze my oranges now about twice a week. I get some good orange juice that I squeeze myself.
Okay, Dr. Hartman, I was talking about that because I just found a juicer half price last week and I bought it. And somebody sent this on the text line, Lisa. My wife is a juicer, and some of the stuff that looks like that comes out of there looks like pond scum. Does it look nasty?
No, I do it with the old-fashioned way, with not a fancy juicer, but just that little simple juicer that you can use to buy at the dime store.
Oh, yeah.
I use that. Yeah, I use that. Quick and easy and done.
Perfect.
Real simple.
Perfect.
Yeah. I got the fancy juicer, too. I love it, but I don't want to clean it.
I bought one that's able to be put in the dishwasher. That was the main criteria for me because I don't want to be cleaning one of those things either.
That's right. You got to tell me about that. When we get off air, you got to tell me what that one is.
Absolutely. I did not know, and I should have known, that your program Indigo Studio appears nationally on the PBS network. I thought it was locally.
Yes.
It's nationally.
We're both. We're local on NBC and Peacock, and then we go on PBS around the country. And Lisa, we're looking at a changing face of media. I'm calling it from the vast land to Trump's land. Constantly evolving, changing, and we see something new that we've not seen before. And that is, if someone says something unfavorable about Trump, he sues them. And these stations are giving him loads of money, millions of dollars, because CBS, 60 Minutes, they didn't edit correctly. And now we see on ABC, we see the late night show.
Right. You've got Colbert, and you know he's going to go after Jimmy Kimmel next, and it just won't stop.
Jimmy Kimmel. And what about Saturday Night Live with the skits that they do? So anything that's not favorable Trump, he's going to threaten them with FCC and fine them millions and millions of dollars. So this is something new. So what happens to freedom of the press? And then, of course, last week we've seen PBS and NPR get defunded, millions of dollars, and that's going to be a hit, Lisa. That's a real hit.
It's really a hit for Central and Southern Illinois. I feel that there are many people in Chicago who will support locally, but for many communities, 17 counties in Illinois, that's your emergency alert system as well.
Right.
And once again, the rural areas are paying the price for these cuts.
That's right. They're going to pay a serious price because in many of those rural areas, that is the only form of communication, mass communication that they have. So when they're cut, they're just going to be isolated. My goodness, what happens?
I know. PBS has been such a wealth of information for children and for people who don't have access to Chicago TV stations or New York or L.A. or Cincinnati. I mean, the programming in those areas doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, and that's where we get, you know, some in-depth profiles, show like mine. You get our documentaries. Ken Burns does some wonderful documentaries and taking a look at history. Some of our top cultural performances are there. Some of our science stories are there. So we're just going to lose. The public loses. I hope people really understand what happens. But the bigger thing is, in all of this degrade of media, where is our truth? Where is our freedom of press? Does it go away?
No. People like you and people like me and everybody else has to stand up and fight for it. And you've got to continue to do that. And I know you're doing
that
in this article this week. The one that I'm reading is what you're publishing on Wednesday, right?
That's right. From the Wasteland, which is the origin of how PBS came about in the first place. And you might remember that was under the Johnson administration. And a wonderful lawyer here who was appointed by Kennedy, Newton Mino, in 61, he called American television the vast wasteland filled with violence and uninspired entertainment, and came up with the concept of public broadcast, where we could have, I call it, intelligent television.
I always love the way you incorporate history into your articles, and we're up against news time, but we'll be reading it, and I encourage everyone else to do the same.
Thank you, Lisa. And you got to tell me about that juicer.
Absolutely. I'll send you the details.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Hermine Hartman, you will find that article on indigo.com. That's N-D-I-G-O.com.